Carlin's Party Station Tuesday afternoon. Crazy,
crazy kid.
Y'all ready for this?
Crazy kid.
Uh-huh.
Crazy kid.
Crazy kid.
Crazy kid.
Uh-huh. After 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, and you got El Nino Loco, the
crazy kid,
hanging out with Ruben S and the 602 yeah. Party crew inside a full hour of nonstop jams,
baby.
Now, what we got planned for you today? How about that winner sticker? More valuable in the 9-8 than ever before. And we got a big bad street for you today. 5 o'clock, we're gonna be on the street, street party. 35th Avenue in McDowell at 5 o'clock. Too Swift and Party yeah. Control is going to be rolling up there,
uh-huh.
making winners. How uh-huh. about that $103 head game?
Oh, it's going to be all good.
We're going to do that sometime before 6 o'clock today. We will give you a chance of walking away with $103 in cash
uh-huh.
if you can answer one simple question.
Very simple.
Which we will throw your way. Also see Ruben S. been plagiarizing more songs. I think another Ruben S. poetic reading is coming up. How about What's Down to Kiss Pants? That's coming up in a couple minutes. Also got jams underway from Sugar Ray, Johnny Z, and his latest. It's called Do-Si-Do. That's coming up, too. How about Daft Punk Around the World? And anything else you want to hear at 260-103.9. Get it in. We'll get it on.
Crazy Kid and Ruben S. Killing your afternoons on the new 103.9, Arizona's Party Station.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
New 103.9.
I can't believe it. All right, what's your name?
Tracy.
And what's your name?
Kelly.
You got your bags back?
Yes, I did.
You're going to the American Music Awards!
Yeah. Daughter, I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Can't nobody hold me down.
You're going straight to Sky Harbor Airport, straight to Los Angeles. You're sitting in row 25, seat 69.
And we're going to the American Music Awards!
Only one station does it like this. The new 103.9, Arizona's Party Station.
What you doing?
The new 103.9, Arizona's Party Station. One of the most requested songs so far today
yep.
is Nice and Slow by Usher. Find out where it lands with the final tabulation tonight at 7 o'clock with Alex C. and the Slamming 7-7.
Right.
On the new 103.9, it's Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
Hanging out with Ruben S. and the 602 Party Crew this afternoon. Coming up at 4 o'clock today.
What's
our 15-minute people poll.
Yep.
Now, don't worry. I'm not going to bore you with the stuff about the president. You've seen enough of stuff about that on TV and all that, right? But imagine if he was impeached and you became the president.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm going to tell you. That's at 4 o'clock for a 15-minute people poll. Right now, though, man, I have to reposition myself because...
It's time to guess what's down the kids' pants. It's time to guess what's down the kids. It's time to guess what's down the kids' pants. It's time to guess what's down the kids.
If you want to win a prize, baby, listen close to 103.9 with Crazy Kids as your host. All you have to do is guess what's down the kids' pants. We'll even give you clues so you can take your chance. It may be something lumpy, something bumpy, something stinky. Maybe something huge or something smaller than your pinky. All you have to do, baby, is call us right away. So Crazy Kid, what's the prize for today?
Blues Brothers 2000. It's a brand new movie and and we got your party premiere passes. Yeah. You want to go be one of the first ones in the 602 to see it?
Let's go.
Well, all you got to do is guess what's down the kids' pants, okay?
Uh-oh.
I give you the clues. You call us up at 260-103.9. You guess it, and you're going to the show. You ready for this?
All right, give us a clue.
Clue number one is to what's down the kids' pants. It's good at faking it.
It's good at faking it.
It's very good at faking it, and it's not my girlfriend, okay? It's very good at faking it, okay? Now you got to think about it and hit us up at 260-103.9. Guess what's down the kids' pants? And you win. By the way, get set for more nonstop jams. How about another full hour of it? Uncle Sam on the way. Busta Rhymes coming up. And Mark Morrison, Return of the Mag, going to kick it all off next.
And now, another full hour of non-stop jam. Non-stop jam. The new 103.9 Arizona's party station.
Station's Crazy Kids.
Crazy.
What in the world is down the kids' pants? Clue number one, it's good at faking it. What do you think it is?
A possum.
A possum? No, that's not it. Good try. Hello, what could it be?
A compulsive liar.
A compulsive liar.
Yeah.
Good try, but that's not it, okay?
Okay.
See you later. Hello, what do you think it is?
A wallet.
No, not a wallet. Good try. Hello, what could it be?
Could it be a girl down your pants, kid?
Damn.
Whoa.
Like that. Like I should be so lucky, huh? That's not it. Good try, okay?
Okay.
See you later. Hello, what do you think it is?
Is it a hug?
A hug?
Yeah.
No, not a hug.
All right.
Let's give you another clue here. Blues Brothers 2000 movie passes up for grabs. Clue number one, it's good at faking it. Clue number two, it gets spread before it's eaten.
Uh-oh.
It gets spread before it's eaten. 260-103.9. You guess it, you win.
The new 103.9, Arizona's party station, is slow.
Minutes away right now, you inside a full hour of non-stop jams.
It's time to guess what's down the kids' pants. It's time to guess what's down the kids' pants.
Say what?
It's time to guess what's down the kids' pants. It's time to guess what's
come
down
on.
The kids' pants.
Brothers 2000, the movie. You want to go to our party premiere? I got the tickets.
Give it to me.
Simmer down, baby. You got to guess what's down the kids' pants first. Clue number one, it's good at faking it. Clue number two, it gets spread before it's eaten. What do you think's in the kids' pants?
Gum.
No, not gum. Hello, what could it be?
Is it a hot dog bun?
No, not a hot dog bun. Hello, what do you think it is?
I think it's a fish.
No, not a fish. Hello, what could it be?
I thought it might be butter.
No, not butter. Hello, what do you think butter. It is?
Margarine.
Margarine.
Butter.
Margarine.
Butter.
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 Yeah. Man, I was waiting for clue number three. It sometimes comes in a tub.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, margarine it is. You win.
Yeah.
Woo!
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you.
Blues Brothers 2000, the movie, the party premiere. You're going to be one of the first people in the 602 to check out that flick, baby.
Excellent.
It's all good. You're driving around right now, huh?
Yes, I am.
Which side of the party are you driving on?
East side.
She's coming from the east side. Hey, thanks for making the switch to 103.9.
Crazy Kid and Ruben S. Your afternoons on the new 103.9, Arizona's party station.
I would never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. You are the only one, you're my everything.
everything. And for you, the song I sing.
And all my life, oh, I love you. Yes, I pray that you do love me too.
Casey and JoJo from Jodeci, It's All My Life on the new 103.9 Arizona's Party Station. Is Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
Ruben S. Yeah. And your 15-minute people poll about 20 minutes away.
Uh-huh. This makes, you know what I'm saying? You got niggas that don't like me for whatever reason. You got niggas that don't want to see me rich. You got niggas that's mad because I'm always with they bitch. Then you got niggas.
Sometimes I gotta ask myself. I don't know when, I don't know why. Why they want to so say that, I don't know why they hate me.
What's up? This is Johnny Z on the new 103.9 Arizona's Party Station with the Crazy Kid.
Arizona's Party Station, Johnny Z, ODM, and Do-Si-Do.
Do-Si-Do.
Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
Well, brand new music on the new 103.9. Now, check it out. We got your 4 o'clock 15-minute people poll.
Uh-huh.
It's coming up next.
This is what you do. This is what you do.
Arizona's Party Station, KPGY, Gilbert Mesa, Phoenix.
What's up, homie?
I was thinking about when you stole the words to that song for a Ruben S. poetic reading. All around the world, statues crumble for me.
It's not stealing.
Did you get lucky on that one, man? Did that poem work?
No, not really.
Not really?
Uh-uh.
All right, another Ruben S. poetic reading is on the way. Also, $103 in cash with our $103 head game. You've got locked in to the new 103.9 Arizona's Party Station. What up, 602? It's Crazy Kid.
Ese niño loco en la tarde.
Hanging out with Ruben S. and the 602 party crew today. And just about 4 o'clock on your Tuesday afternoon. You ready?
I'm ready.
15-minute people poll.
Mm-hmm.
Got a big question for you today. You know all the stuff that's going on with the president and all that?
Right.
Talking about a possible impeachment.
Whoa.
Wow. So if that did happen, here's your question, okay?
All right.
You have just been elected the first female president of the United States.
Exactly.
Now, what would you do as the first female president of the United States to put your feminine attitude into place in the country?
Right.
What would you change? What would you do to make this country better, okay?
Right.
260-103.9, what would you do to make it better?
For the better, I'd probably put God first in all my decisions. And what a girl has that a quality that guys don't have is they tend to just jump at an answer without thinking through it thoroughly. I would think my answer through and think it, ask the Lord to help me make the right decision for the country and for all the families in the United States.
Somebody
and
say hallelujah!
Hallelujah, baby!
Say amen!
Amen!
You can't go wrong!
Heal!
You can't go wrong!
You can't go wrong. You're definitely right. So let me ask you this. Would you bomb Iraq?
Would I what?
Would you bomb Iraq?
Would I bomb Iraq?
Yeah.
maybe, if they pushed me.
Yeah. They deserve a nice little nuke right up their butts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right, you have a good one. Hello, who's this?
This is Desiree.
What's up, Desiree?
Hey, Grace Kid.
So tell me, if you were the first female president of the United States, what would you do differently to give the United States your feminine attitude?
Women will be equal in the military as men and not shoveling papers.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that you would get the women down into the trenches kicking some butt, huh?
That's right.
So you think women would be able to handle that?
Oh, of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
So what would you do with your foreign policy, like Iraq? How would you deal with them?
We'll kick their butt.
Yeah!
Desiree, you have a great afternoon.
All right.
Hi, 103.9. Who's this?
Hi, kid. This is Marianne.
Hey, Marianne.
Hi.
So you are the first woman president of the United States. Give it up for them.
Yeah!
All right. Hey, I would make it mandatory for every man to stay home at least 3 days a week to do total care of the children and all household chores.
Make sure not to vote for her.
Yeah, I'm making sure. Which party are you on, you know? Dang, so you would have all the men doing the women's job so they would know what the women have to go through.
You got it.
Jeez.
And you know what else, kid?
What's that?
If I could have them get pregnant, I would.
Whoa!
So they would know what labor was like.
Well, some of us guys look like we're pregnant.
Yeah, like kid.
No.
Hey, Marianne, you take care, okay?
Okay, darling, take it easy.
260-103.9. What would you do if you were the first female president of the United States?
Uh-oh.
It's your 15-minute people poll question for this Tuesday.
Crazy Kid and Ruben S. Killing your afternoons on the new 103.9, Arizona's party station.
You ready, mate?
Party people, in the place to be.
Uh-huh.
It's about that time
for us to... Yeah, what you know about going out?
I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change
the
you.
The new 103.9
winners.
I just want some CDs.
I just want a Spice Girls
one. Yo, man, I just want a couple of CDs.
What's up? I just want some
winners.
CDs.
I want a t-shirt.
And we're going to the American Music Awards.
Thank you, 103.9.
Only one station does it like this. The new 103.9, Arizona's party station.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Ho, ho, ho. 103.9 old school, Frankie Smith, Double Dutch Bus, Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
Come on, baby, ride that bus. Street party today, 5 o'clock, 35th Avenue and McDowell. And a couple more minutes left for you to call in for the 15-minute people poll. You are the first female president of the United States. What's your first act in office? 260-1039.
Yeah. You know what? I like the play. No diggity, no doubt.
The new 103.9, Arizona's party station, Black Street.
Uh-huh.
Day out. Now, and Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
On your radio Tuesday afternoon, inside a bunch of non-stop jams. Hanging out with Ruben S. and the 602 Party Crew. Get ready for a monstrous street party today.
Yeah.
5 o'clock. You got to get that winner sticker on the back of your ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we sent Kelly Corfo at Mesa. Sent her off to the American Music Awards last night. Got to see Puffy on stage. Got to see Mariah and everybody else like that. We also sent, Christina Riley to the Super Bowl?
Yep.
In other words, get that winner sticker on the back of your ride. 35th Avenue and McDowell.
West Side.
That's the place you go to get that winner sticker so you can win big with the new 103.9 15-minute people poll right now. You ready for the question?
Let's do it.
You have just been elected as the first female president of the United States. How would America be different under your feminine rule? Who's this?
Danielle,
so what would you do, girl?
Well, first, of course, we all know the president can't do it all by himself, in our case, herself. So I'd start with Congress, get all the men out of there, throw nothing but women up in there.
Whoa!
And then, once the women rule Congress and women rule the presidential stuff, man, women will rule the world. Not like we don't already, but, you know, we have our part. We have our little part right now, you know, in the House and all this. But not only that, I mean, women are expanding. But if there is a woman president and there is women in Congress, women would rule the world and it would be a superior race.
It kind of like be like the Amazon women.
Not really.
Remember, you know, the Amazon chicks that, like, you know, they had their own little civilization there and they had men for slaves.
If it's going to be like that, then let women rule the world.
It's all good. Thanks for calling in. Hello, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hey, Linda, you are the first president of the United States of the female persuasion. What do you do, girl?
Well, the first thing, of course, of being president would be the biggest impact that I could have. But number one, I would start off with that employers are required to have paid 8-week maternity leave for both the males and the females, so the fathers can be in there knowing exactly what it takes and what it is.
Good idea!
Yeah!
Good idea! And you know what? While you're on that tip, also, maybe you could have, like, a PMS week.
There you go.
Like once a month, every woman in the country got a week off of work so that when she was going through PMS, she didn't have to come into work.
I think it lasts for like maybe 15 days.
For 15 days?
That's half the month.
You know what, though? That would be a bone to the guys, too, because then we wouldn't have to deal with them when they're in the mood. You know what
I'm
saying? Yeah, but you guys enjoy it.
Of course we do. Thanks for calling in today. Hello, who's
this? This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, what's up?
So you are Miss Queen Prez.
Uh-huh.
You're in charge of the country now, baby.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Man, I show Saddam how we do it on the West Side.
West Side!
Oh, damn.
I come strong with the ghetto style.
Ghetto style bombing Iraq. It'd be like the towel heads kicking their lips. Hello, I wonder what their sound is. I do not know. Oh, they're showing us the West Side sign. We better get in our cars and get out of here. Cruise up to Kuwait. We better go. Oh, no, no. Style on Saddam's butt, huh? Get ready, y'all. 2 full hours. Oh. Non-stop jams. Got your 5 o'clock facts coming up. Also, the odd game and your 5 o'clock got request traffic jam. It's on the way, y'all.
Fly.
And now, another full hour of non-stop jams. Non-stop jams. The new 103.9 Arizona's Party Station. Non-stop jam, a full hour every time. The new 103.9 Arizona's Party Station.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You wanna go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
Arizona's Party Station is Aqua and Bobby Girl, Crazy Kid.
Crazy Kid.
Hanging out with Ruben S. and the 602 Party Crew. Getting ready for our 5 o'clock street party today. Yeah, it's going to be on the West Side. 35th Avenue and McDowell Swift in the Party Control. It's going to be rolling up there in about a half hour.
Right.
With your 103.9 winter stickers with free streetwear and a bunch more. So cruise by there. 35th Avenue and McDowell, that's where your street party's at. 5 o'clock today with 103.9. All right, we got Jen on the phone. We're going to Nut and Bolt Company right now.
Right.
And Jen is going to play the game, okay?
Okay.
That's where you're going to have to talk for 30 seconds on the subject that I'm going to give you without saying or
All right.
You think you can do that?
I don't know.
Jennifer, here's your subject. My man's blank smells so bad. Go!
His shoes smell so bad that they are just so gross. It's just so stinky, and I just can't stand it because it's just so stupid. And it's just like, he keeps it on the couch and puts his shoes up on the TV, and I just don't know what to do because they just smell so gross. And I just can't even explain what they smell like. It's like it's in the refrigerator, and it's just like you open it up and you don't know what it is. It's been there for a long time, and it hasn't been 30 seconds yet. I really think it has, and I just can't tell you how bad that they smell. And everyone at my job is looking at me like I'm smoking crack right now. Because they all are wondering what the hell I'm talking about. And I think it's the 30 seconds.